Now we gotta like warm up again. Jesus Christ.
Oh, I'm warmed up.
We need a fluffer. We need a fluffer on this show. I have too many windows open.
Be kind of hard. Maybe we could get a virtual fluffer.
What's like? What
since
would a
we do this
fluffer?
Remotely? I don't know. Something that like plugs into,
or just a random porn
something
site?
That something yeah. that plugs into Zoom with us, and like you attach it, you know, like one end in the computer, the other end, it, wherever you please.
Okay. Yeah. See, I mean, I was just thinking it would just be something to make us laugh, to make us get ready for docking on the show, but...
Like a French tickler?
You had to make it make sexual laugh. And weird, like...
No, I said a French tickler. That's just like a... Ooh, ho, 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 like a, you know... like, it's like a French guy with a mustache that tickles you.
I've got an extra microphone in my butt right now.
That's awesome. Soundboard. It'd just be like a top 40 morning radio show where somebody makes a joke and then it's like that was awesome.
And I had Chinese food last night, so you guys are in for a treat.
Welcome back to Mouthy Broadcast, everybody. It's been a while, but we're back.
We're back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, welcome back. I'm Jenny.
I thought Peter was going to go. I'm Lauren.
Peter took a while.
Peter took a breath, and I was like, oh, Peter's going to say his name first. Okay.
I'm usually last, so I was just
you
waiting.
You are usually last, but I heard you take a breath, and I thought you were going to say your name on the exhale.
So,
sorry.
As Lauren pointed out, I'm Peter.
Oh, so how you guys been? It's been a while.
Damn.
Hot.
Yeah.
What's up, Gimpy?
Yeah, I'm still Gimpy. And, oh boy, now my parents are calling me. Oh, Jesus. Sorry. I forgot
to. The air.
Podcast 101, turn off your ringer before you start recording.
You should probably do that, yeah. We're like a movie theater. No phones, no texting.
Yeah, I'm still gimping around. My foot and leg are getting a little bit stronger, but I'm not quite there. I can no longer take Percocet because they make me act like a bipolar schizophrenic.
And it makes you constipated and shit yourself.
Yeah, it makes me shit myself sometimes. Or not shit myself sometimes, too. So, lots of issues going on. I can't take the Percocet anymore. And my son is away at camp, so I'm a nervous wreck. Worried that he's gonna get into a fight and I'm gonna have to go pick him up for that, or that he's gonna like break a bone and I'm gonna have to like go meet him at the hospital. Or
see, you're kind of looking at it the wrong way. Like, this is party time.
Yeah. Whenever
but I Haley can't would... be party time because I can't go out because of my foot.
Invite people over to your house.
My house is like so dirty and it smells.
I was at your house. Your house doesn't smell.
Okay.
People won't care. People won't care.
All right. Maybe it's time for me to join Tinder. Like, I can't leave. I got a bump foot. I can't run away from you. Come meet me.
Yeah, you don't want people coming over to your house randomly when you're got a gimp leg, though.
Yeah, if you have no escape, I wouldn't recommend that.
It sounds like a horror movie waiting to happen.
Guys, I'm sorry. My dad sent me a text message. He said I have to call him ASAP. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Now it's the Jenny and Peter show.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
We're in Delaware.
I was in Delaware yesterday. I swear to God, one day you're just going to like open your mailbox and you're going to get a postcard that says, "Hi, I'm in Delaware." And it will be from me in Delaware. You know what's that sad, though? I'm such a fucking Steven Universe nerd that every time I go, I'm like, I'm in Delmarva, just like where Beach City is. And I go to Rehoboth, and I'm like, oh, this is Beach City. Yeah. I'm going to go to Funland. I'm going to get some fry bits.
I still need to catch up on that show.
That show's fantastic.
You need to check out Stranger Things on Netflix.
Yeah, I've been meaning to do that. I mean, you know, for like all of about 3 days since people started talking about it. But I've just been too busy the past couple of days.
I didn't want to recommend it until I saw the end, because I didn't want to say like, hey, check out the show and have people be really let down by the ending.
Mm-hmm.
But they wrap it up really well, and it's kind of like if Steven Spielberg, Stephen King, and John Carpenter all worked on something in the 80s and just never released it until now.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
It really is, and it really feels like something from the 80s. The kids are usually fucking annoying in any show, but these kids mm-hmm. are like, these kids are on point. Like I like following these kids around and watching them get into adventures and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And
now is it like a different story each episode, or is it like an overarching story?
It's an overarching story. I thought it was going to be like True Detective, where it was going to be a different story each season. But mm-hmm. but apparently they want to do another story with the same characters next season, which kind of disappoints me because they wrap everything up so nicely in the final episode to the point where I'm just kind of like, well, what are you going to do with this now? Like, just do something else. But it's really good. Like, and it's hard to not break my no binge watch rule, because the end of each mm-hmm. episode, you're like, holy shit! Like, I got to see where they go from here.
Right. Now, is this like anything like Super 8? Like, where it's, because that's what I get the vibe from. Like, that kind of had that, like, you know, kids doing an adventure sci-fi sort of thing.
It's like Super 8, but better.
See, I even like Super 8, even though, like, I have mixed feelings about J.J. Abrams. I haven't seen it since it came out, but I remember liking it, I guess.
I liked Super 8 until, like, they revealed the monster, and the monster was, like, completely bad, and I don't know.
I don't remember that. Maybe, like, I just blocked it out. I just remember the part where I liked it. Because that's how I felt about Cloverfield also. Like, I had mixed feelings about that, too, because I actually hated most of the characters in the movie, and I was just hoping that they would die, and they did. Spoilers. but, like, I felt like the whole, you know, not seeing the monster was creepier than when they finally revealed it. And it's like, it's a monster. Yeah, it was scary as shit. Like, if I was there, I'd probably be shitting myself. But Lauren's back.
I'm sorry.
Is everything okay?
Everything's fucking fine. My father just scared the shit out of me by when I rejected his phone call. He sent me a text that said, call ASAP. And I call him back. He doesn't answer. I call the house phone, they don't answer. Then I see my dad left me a voicemail, and he said, call us, it's urgent that you call us. So I try my mom's phone, they finally answer. They got a letter from Christian. That's all it was. I'm like over here fucking freaking the fuck out. I'm like, are you kidding me? I was scared to death. I'm like, all right, Dad, I gotta go. I'll see the letter later. I'm sorry.
So, Lauren, you've been watching Stranger Things, too, haven't you?
I just started today. I've been watching so much damn Netflix because of being stuck at home and my foot. I've been watching all kinds of weird stuff. I just started watching Stranger Things today. So I think I'm only on, like, episode 3 or 4. Very good stuff, though. So far, so good. I'm really impressed with the acting, especially the acting of all the kids.
Yeah.
Would you agree, Peter?
Yeah, I was saying earlier that usually kids in TV shows or movies are really fucking annoying.
Yeah.
But these kids are on point. Like,
yeah.
And I hear the writing is really good. Like, their characters are really put together well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody's very believable. I really relate to Winona Ryder's character as a single mom who misses her son a lot. Because I miss my son.
Lauren, stop. I swear to fucking God.
All by myself.
As soon as we're done recording, I want you to call a friend and tell them to bring over some fucking booze, and you're going to watch a movie together.
Okay.
Nothing sappy, nothing stupid. Just watch something hilarious that will make you laugh.
But, what, some... And I'm sorry if I'm repeating anything Peter said earlier. that I might have missed. But somebody mentioned when they were recommending that I watch Stranger Things, they were like, "Oh, it's a kind of like a mix between The X-Files and Goonies." And they were like, you know, the kids and the way they interact, it's a lot like Goonies. And then there's all the supernatural kind of unknown element that's like X-Files that's, you know, coming into it. And that's, I think that's a good description of it from what I've seen so far. And like you said, the characters are well written. There's good character development. Nothing feels forced.
Now, this might be like a stupid question, but is it actually a show that kids would like? Or is it something that, like, is kind of more adult-oriented that just happens to have kids in it?
That I don't know, because it's a little scarier than stuff like Goonies and shit like that.
Yeah, I think teenagers would like it. Like, the main characters, the kids in it, are, like, they play D&D and things like that.
Like, if a kid watched Doctor Who, they would probably like this show.
I think for at least teenagers, like, I could see my son liking it.
Okay.
But even now, like, I kind of wanted to watch it a bit without him. I didn't just want to, like, jump into it. You know, it's not like one of those shows I would wait for him to watch. But I think he would enjoy it. But I think maybe I'll get through the first season and make sure it's not too... not even... Some things are just... You know, sometimes you just can't tell with certain things how it's going to end up. And there are just some themes I wouldn't want to put in front of my kid.
Right.
You know, but as of now, everything I've seen is okay. I just am not sure where some certain plot lines might be headed.
That makes sense. They play some cards that certainly emphasize the more horror / sci-fi aspect of it. So I'm not sure if, I mean, you'll see for yourself later on.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Well, I have to ask, because sometimes, like, you just can't tell, back in the day, like when I first got Netflix and I was still renting like DVDs, I was going through like all these random things and I was watching all of like the oh god, what the hell is his name? But he did like the Studio Ghibli sort of stuff. And there was the one Grave of the Fireflies. And it's about these two little kids in World War II in Japan. And you know, there's kids in the movie, so I thought, okay, it's an anime. My daughter's gonna love this movie. And she sat on the couch sobbing at the end of it because it is the most heart-wrenching fucking movie I probably have ever seen. So it's like, I have to ask now, like, just because kids are in the movie or in the show doesn't mean that it's necessarily something that you want your kids to watch. Because, like,
or even if it's just animated, like... Fucking Pixar and Up. Like, the first 15 minutes, I was bawling. I was like, what the fuck? Like, like, you didn't tell me, like, this was going to be, like, a fucking heartbreaking thing? Like,
yeah, I still have problems with that movie. That, I can't. I just can't. I can't even with this shit. Fuck those fucking Pixar people making me cry, assholes.
I cry through the entire, like, basically the entire movie of Finding Nemo.
Inside Out, I'm
every time I watch it.
Inside Out, I'm crying over a giant elephant man made of cotton candy who cries, who cries pieces of candy, and I'm like, what the fuck, Pixar?
Well, I think it's been established that we all have emotional issues, okay? And we should not judge ourselves for this.
I went there with my friend David, and we were like, yeah, you know, guys night out, let's go just see a movie, whatever. We're watching Inside Out.
And you went to a cartoon?
We're watching Inside Out, and we're like, Jesus,
I really hope that you guys
Christ.
Left a seat between the two of you.
The not gay seat.
The not gay seat.
The buffer seat.
Mm-hmm.
No, they sat right next to each other. Hole in the popcorn bucket and everything.
After the movie, it's like, yeah, so the soccer game the other day, yeah, that was... Man.
Oh. I think we should probably take a break and, you know...
Deal with our emotions.
Yeah, deal with our emotions, compose ourselves, that sort of thing. So, be right back, everybody.
All right.
Scenic side, nails in the coffin.
Speaking of bone, when I read the Cubone description in Pokemon, it really made me miss my kid.
Stop it! Stop it!
I wonder if my son pines for the mother that he doesn't see.
But he doesn't wear your skull.
Is his mask stained with tears as well?
Probably.
As he stares at the moon. Missing his mother.
Can't live if living is without you.
Oh. All right, guys. All right, let's do these voicemails. Okay. I swear to God. Stop being depressing.
Okay. Okay, I'm trying. At least he's alive somewhere.
Maybe he's getting his first blowjob or something. Like,
no, no, Peter.
It's camp.
No. Like, did you get your first blowjob at camp?
No, but you know,
I was away at camp.
The counselor said camp doesn't count.
I was away at camp when I was 13, and there were no blowjobs at all.
Yeah.
Jeez, what if he's getting a blowjob from like a 40-year-old man?
Hey, blowjob's a blowjob.
No, no.
I'm trying to.
Not that there's anything worse with getting a blowjob from a 40-year-old man than a 40-year-old woman. Just putting that out there.
A 4-year-old man.
40-year-old man or a 40-year-old woman.
I would say a 4-year-old man's worse.
Yeah. Definitely.
Well, yeah.
Okay. What's worse though, giving or getting? Or are they equal?
Oh, God. Oh, stop. Stop.
I'm just trying to... I mean, look on the bright side. Maybe he's getting his first teenage experiences out there. Like,
maybe. I hope so.
You know, he doesn't have to have the closet anymore. Like...
Okay, now the conversation is very much making me uncomfortable. So how about the voicemails?
Yeah.
Yes, let's listen to voicemails.
This one seems light and happy. Let's play this one.
Yeah, I was listening about your styles of coffee that you like, and I like my women like I like my coffee, ground up and in the freezer.
What the fuck?
Jesus. Can we tell where that guy was calling from?
It says Norfolk, so that means he's local.
All right, Jenny, I want you to bolt your door, because you have no idea how local he could actually be.
So we've got the southern Hannibal Lecter calling in.
Yeah. Sounds like it. He's got ground Chuck in the freezer. Chuck is actually his next-door neighbor.
I like my women like my coffee, strong, black, and proud.
Okay, what else we got? Let's see. Oh, God, we have so many voicemails. And I have to say, I'm really sorry to Howard because he's called like 50,000 times. And I'm not even exaggerating. He's literally 50,000 fucking times since we went on break. And I just can't play them all.
Before we get into this, I just want to give a shout out to Howard. Howard
making his smokehouse nachos.
Howard, you are the only person who does Facebook Live videos that I really fucking enjoy because they're so fucking random that, like,
yes,
it's just like you like reciting like the states in your car or like making nachos or something, and it just in the middle of a workday it just makes me happy. Like,
that's true.
I like one where he went catching Pokemon and
yes,
he just had like little
catching Pokemon was great. Mm-hmm.
Or he's at Publix or something, and like just
he caught a. I liked when he caught the Jigglypuff, and then and I really liked when he made those nachos. And I wished that it hadn't been a House of Blues thing, so that he could have like given it an Urban Dictionary definition. Also,
well, I did think he said something about he wanted that to be our challenge, like the smokehouse nachos.
Smokehouse nachos.
So maybe we should just like knock that out right now. Like,
okay,
can we come up
with
a smokehouse nachos?
Associate nachos and sex. It means vomit.
Oh, what?
What?
So I think that smokehouse nachos are when you force your partner to lick an ashtray, and then they vomit all over your chest. And it
what
looks
the
like
fuck?
Smoky nachos. So those are smokehouse nachos.
I was thinking more like nachos mean like, you know, notching on snatch. So say you take a drag off a cigarette and then you blow it up your partner's vagina.
That That can cause an aneurysm or something, can it?
I don't know.
You're not supposed to blow air into the vagina. It's very dangerous.
What? I didn't know that.
Well, it's what if she queefs the smoke back in your face?
Well, then it's like a shotgun.
It'd be hot
like,
as shit.
The smoking vagina.
I don't think I can come up with a comeback for either one of those. Like, I might, maybe, like, bacon would be involved somehow. I think, you know, any kind of cured, smoked pork product.
You said come and back.
And pork. Speaking of pork products, I think that leads us right into our next voicemail, actually.
1 second. Hold on. I Googled it, okay? According to Healthline.com, in rare instances, blowing air into the vagina during oral sex can cause an air embolism. In this case, the air embolism can occur if there is a tear or injury in the vagina or uterus. The risk is higher in pregnant women who may have a tear in their placenta.
Jesus. So yeah,
that's why when you go down on a girl, just focus on the clit. Don't do any kind of French kissing or mouth-to-mouth on the actual vaginal opening.
I was going to stick a fucking pool noodle up my snatch later and then blow air into it, but I think I'm going to cross it off my list now. So anyway.
Sorry. It's not that you can, like, blow it up like a balloon. Like... All right, girl, I'm going to loosen you up. Just hold tight. Or you pump helium in there, and when she queefs, it's like,
and then you can just tie a string to her foot and like walk her down the streets of New York in the Thanksgiving Day parade.
I just want to say, I know we said we weren't going to talk about Ghostbusters, but there was a queef joke in Ghostbusters that made me lose my shit. I could not stop laughing.
And I like it was the, subtle.
The only people who laughed besides me were my two friends who were there sitting next to me. Nobody else in the theater laughed at the queef joke.
Yeah, somebody was asking me...
What the hell is wrong with audiences that you won't laugh at a
They're
queef
stupid.
Joke?
Somebody was asking me if it's a good movie to take a six-year-old to, and I was like, yeah, because there's a couple of crude jokes, but they'll go right
over their head.
Yeah, they'll go right over their head.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I like that it was subtle. It wasn't like... She was actually queefing on screen.
Right. It was so well done, and it was so hilarious, and nobody laughed at it. I'm like, what's wrong with these mouth breathers?
They're just fucking mad because the Ghostbusters have lady parts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's... I don't want to talk about that, though. Jesus.
Sorry. We have a voicemail to listen to.
Yeah. We have lots, actually, but I'm not going to play
distracted.
Them
all. Yeah.
All right, so I think this is what I was going to play. I got lost. All right, let's go.
Hello, Rose. Good morning. It's Mama Sassy. And I don't think I've ever called in before.
Oh, sure.
I wanted to call and say, bless your heart. If you don't have bacon in your life, go get you some. Bacon's so good, but it's even better with butter. Butter makes it better. Butter makes everything better. So I know everybody needs some love nowadays. Everybody up in Canada or Canada. I don't care how you say it. Down to Mexico.
Gee, I wonder who this could be.
Over to England. Salt Lake City. Everybody everywhere. You gotta give love. Mama Sassy loves you.
Somebody's
Mama Sassy
high.
Loves everyone. Mama Sassy loves everybody with butter even. Mama Sassy with butter. But butter makes it better. So go out there and just hug and love and use butter.
Is that Paula Deen?
Yeah, actually, I think it was that fake Paula Deen, Martha Stewart
Mama
character from
Sassy.
Orange and the New Black.
Yes.
Mama Sassy.
That fake Paula Deen, Martha Stewart character from Orange is the New Black, who was also the bad one in Fringe.
Yes.
I don't remember her real name.
I don't either. Yeah, she's actually... I still haven't made it through Orange is the New Black. But,
do it.
Yeah, I'm halfway through. Like, I kind of got a boost when something horrible happened to Piper, because I've been waiting for that for, like, what, 4 seasons or whatever. And so I just got to that part, and I'm like, now I want to watch every episode, because she's crying all the time. This is great.
The second half of the season is a lot better than the first, because I almost...
Yeah, I agree with that.
I almost gave up after the first couple episodes, but I stuck with it, and I was like, okay, this got better.
Yeah, I'm just getting to that second half now, so... You know, maybe once we're done recording, I'll put a couple episodes on. So, yeah, Mama Sassy, that was entertaining. Thanks for calling.
Put some butter on that orange, it's the new black.
Do you guys remember that episode of Seinfeld where Kramer starts using butter as, like, shaving cream and suntan lotion and stuff?
Yes, yes, and he smells like a basted turkey.
Yeah, and Newman, Newman wants to eat him and shit. Mm-hmm.
I kind of, like, want to just go back and watch every episode of Seinfeld and just... Because I feel like there's so many that I can't remember. You know, I remember, like, all the big ones. I remember Festivus and the Chinese restaurant and shit, like a Two-Face.
It's all on Hulu.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it and it's like 9 seasons or something, and I'm like,
Yeah, you can't really do it continuously. You kind of just have to, like...
You can skip the first 2 seasons. The first 2 seasons were kind of, eh...
Yeah, I think I'll do that.
I kind of wish that with certain shows like that, like, you could do, like, a roulette wheel with Netflix and just watch one episode of a show like Seinfeld or Friends, mm-hmm. or, you know, something like that, where you've seen most of them and you're just like, oh, let's see which one comes up. Is it a funny one? Kind of thing.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. It'd be kind of like just turning on the TV, whatever, like, they're doing the reruns or something. It's like, which episode is on today?
Mm-hmm.
It's magical.
Yeah.
So... Lauren, you found an interesting thing in your local paper, and you wanted to talk about this.
Yes. And I'm just going to read it, if that's okay with everybody. Yeah, so this was in my local paper the other day. Diane Moynihan, 66, passed away at her home in Fredericksburg on Thursday, July 14th, 2016, after a furious battle with Cthulhu. Just kidding.
What?
Just kidding. Cthulhu didn't stand a chance. It was cancer. Diane is survived by her ridiculous daughters. I won't go on and say all their names. As well as a myriad of people who felt as though she was their second mom.
Ridiculous.
Diane left this world the same way she lived, quietly listening to those around her. She loved to laugh and was easy to smile. She has ridden both an elephant and a vacuum in this life. She recently took a cruise and terrorized other passengers by running into them with her scooter. She could frequently be found at the kitchen table with a cup of coffee, a listening ear, and a friend. She was greatly loved by her siblings. She was also very close to her cousins. In lieu of flowers, she's asked for people to donate to another family who recently lost a family member to cancer in this area. And I think that's all I want to say. I don't want to go on and read anything more, but I just love that her family wrote this obituary, this opening thing, saying...
She died of a battle with Cthulhu.
She died after a furious battle with Cthulhu, but then, nope, Cthulhu didn't stand a chance. It was cancer. And she's ridden both an elephant and a vacuum.
I wonder if, like, she wanted this to be in her obituary, if, like, her family
I feel like she said, listen, guys, we know the end is near. Let's make my obituary really impressive.
Make it amazing.
It was, like, well, and I almost wonder, like, the big C. You know, mm-hmm. people sometimes don't say cancer. They just call it the big C.
Like, maybe, Cthulhu.
Yeah, like Cthulhu. So maybe they referred to her cancer as Cthulhu.
That's
kind
cool.
of an inside joke, you know? I don't know. I think it's kind of beautiful. I am going to promote the family of this guy who just passed away. His name was Mike Schrin. He was a local tattoo artist in Fredericksburg. And his wife, I never actually met him. I've met his wife a few times before he passed. But he has 2 little girls, and it's one of those things where the community has really come together and expressed mm-hmm. a lot of support for them as a family. So I will go ahead and post this link to help their family in the show notes, just in case anybody's listening and
throw a couple bucks in.
Compelled. Yeah. But anyway, what do you guys want your obituaries to say? Would you want your obituary to say you lost a battle to Cthulhu?
I want to be completely full of lies.
I want to be remembered as Patrick Swayze.
You got it.
Peter Gardner, best known for his performance in Dirty Dancing.
And Roadhouse.
And Roadhouse.
Yeah.
There was this one guy a couple of years ago. His obituary said, Aaron Joseph Permont, age 35, died peacefully at home on November 25th after complications from a radioactive spider bite that led to years of crime fighting and a years-long battle with a nefarious criminal called cancer that has plagued our society for far too long. Civilians will recognize him best as Spider-Man and thank him for his many years of service protecting our city. And it goes on like about his real life, but
about his real life, yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah,
I'd want something like that.
Yeah, it's never occurred to me that somebody would put this in an obituary before, but obviously it's not the first time. I'm sure it won't be the last.
Like, I kind of want to write my own so that, like, my family will use that instead of being like, oh, Peter was our beloved son, mm-hmm. or whatever. Like, no, make it funny.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing. If you know you're going to die, you can make these kind of preparations, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have to just write it ahead of time.
It's kind of a beautiful way of accepting your own death by writing your own obituary, putting your own humor and zest for life into it. Obviously, this woman wasn't, she had a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
And
I have a great idea. I want my obituary to be Mad Libs. Like, it'll just have a bunch of blanks and it'll be like adjective.
Peter is now in hell. He will be suffering for eternity.
For blank years.
You're like, Jenny Zell died from farts.
She was a stupid person.
somebody blew air into Jenny's vagina.
With purple dog leashes.
That is what I want. I think I'm going to start writing that now, and so it'll be ready.
Mad Libs obituary.
I'll send you both a copy, like, in a manila envelope, only to be opened upon the event of my death, and then put that in the paper.
Jenny's not actually dead. She just regenerated, so check anybody nearby with similarities.
Well, I like the thing that you shared, like, probably about a year or two ago, Peter, where, at your funeral, you want somebody to run in and, like, say, dressed like you, however you were dressed, and then be like, okay, guys, this is where it gets complicated. I've regenerated. I think that'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should wrap it up, though, before we could, like, talk about death and obituaries, and then we're all going to be, like, depressed and fucking emotional and shit again. And I don't got time for that right now. I got to go to Walmart and shit, go shopping in my pajamas.
And I got to go call a friend to come make me happy. I got to go get drunk and maybe bring somebody home with me.
There you go. Yeah. Nope. There you go.
Tinder.
I got to go set up a Tinder profile and see what happens.
Well, yeah. Text
should really do that on the air sometime.
And just, like, see what you get.
Yeah.
See what comes in.
Oh, yeah, my God, let's do it right now.
We got to wrap up the show. The show's over.
The show's over, but next time I'm going to be on Tinder, you guys. We'll see what happens.
All right. So if you want to call us, like Mama Sassy, who called earlier, or the psycho with women ground up in his freezer, give us a call at 757-541-CUNT. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter at Mouthy Broadcast. And and our GroupMe chat, which is weird. So join us on that. There's a link on our page. And don't forget to check out our blogs. We got a lot of cool shit on mouthybroadcast.com. So we'll see you next Tuesday, motherfuckers.
Peace.
Later.
I'm gonna check to see if there's any Pokemon in my house.